Right, it's off to Dubai we go for our travel segment. We've got Megan Singleton on the line. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Andrew.
And how hot is it in Dubai today?
It's actually very, very pleasant. This is the time to come. It's about 22 degrees at the moment and gets up to only about the mid-20s during the day. So between about December and March, they say, that's when the best time to come is.
Awesome. So you're there, you flew Emirates Airways, you went to go skiing.
Yes, I did, and I flew Emirates Business Class. I just need to drop that in because they were very lovely to me. And they've got a bar, a stand-up bar down the back of business, by the way, just so you know. And if you are travelling first class, you get the showers as well, just in case you want to do that, on board the plane. But I did go skiing in the desert of Dubai. The Mall of the Emirates has a huge 3,000-square-foot ski resort in it, and basically you turn right at Topshop and there you are in amongst all these shops selling fabulous ski gear. You walk in, you pay your, it's not very much, between $45 and $100 if you want to stay all day. You get all your kit and then in you go, and they do junior classes, they do right up to black runs. They've got fun and games, and I actually ended up, I decided, Andrew, I'm not the skier that I'm sure you are, that I would just instead hang out in the kiddie area, and I was even had to be convinced to get into an inner tube, and I was spun out of control down this ramp screaming like somebody's embarrassing auntie.
Hey, are these ski slopes very popular amongst the desert folk?
Yeah, well, they come here, they buy all their kit, and tell you what, it's top of the line stuff. And then they take off and they learn to ski here. And then they take off and go to Europe, you see. And then they're pros because they've done the black run in the shopping mall.
Unbelievable. Now, of course, you flew there by Emirates, and Emirates also sent you to training college to learn how to do skincare.
Yeah, they did. It was so funny. They asked if I'd like to do that. I said, oh, yes, that would be such fun. So I walked in, and it was, they do a 7-week training course, and then they spit out these new recruits. Every week, 90 new recruits are added to the Emirates flying crew. That's how big the airline's growing. And anyway, so I got there, and it was time to learn how to look after your skin. And here's a tip. Every night that you go to bed with your makeup on, you age yourself 14 days. That is horrendous. Yeah. That's enough to go out and buy all sorts of cleansers and toners to use at whatever time of night you stumble in.
Of course, the big thing, the big thing in Dubai, of course, is the Burj Tower, the tallest building in the world. Have you seen it?
Yes, I went up there, 142nd floor, and the view, you know, it's amazing. This place makes, you know, Las Vegas look like a little village. So it's all desert, and from up there, that's all you see, the massive sand pit of the UAE. But then you look down and you see grass, green grass, and trees and hedges and flowers, and everything is man-made. All the water is recycled from wastewater, and that waters all of the garden. So it's actually quite humid here, and I was thinking that's probably because every morning the sprinklers go over the entire country and everything gets watered. Just incredible.
And where do they get the water from?
Well, they recycle they desalinate the seawater to begin with.
Oh, gosh.
So no one drinks water from the tap. Everyone buys bottled water. Bottled water is more expensive than petrol. Cars and petrol are so cheap here that everyone drives them. And the roads are 14 lanes wide, though. So, you know, it's not... I was in Rush Hour yesterday, and I was like, this is nothing on Auckland. So, yeah, they desalinate the water. And then it's wastewater, storm water, I guess, that gets used to water all the plants.
And I understand you've been drinking camel milk.
Oh, I've got a very funny guide from Arabian Adventures. His name is Assad, and he said, I'm nothing to do with the Syrian Assad. Okay, right, got that. And anyway, so he said, you must try this. So he went to the supermarket, camel milk flavoured with saffron. He goes, you've got to try it. Oh, my goodness. It's definitely, it's lactose, so it's the same sort of qualities as cow's milk, but it's not as fattening. So apparently we should all drink it because it's better for us, but it's an acquired taste, Andrew, honestly.
All right, you flew there with Emirates. They are the biggest employer in Dubai with 16,000 people actually working for them. That's the air crew alone. So do they have deals to Dubai and then on to Europe?
Yeah, all the time. And they are adding destinations constantly. So what I'm going to do is there'll be a blog up there with all the latest deals. So people, especially because now it's early bird season to get you the European flights. So think of Dubai as a stopover. But actually, I have found plenty to do as a standalone destination. Fantastic.
Well, there we go. That is Megan Singleton live from the Western Hotel, overlooking, of course, the... Which sea would it be? The Red Sea?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. It looks man-made to me. There's no waves. I'm overlooking the Palm. You know that old that resort that's in the shape of a palm tree?
Oh, yeah.
I could swim to it.
Oh, goodness me. So you're in the Western. You flew there, of course, by Emirates, and you're reporting live from Dubai. And where will you be next week?
I'll be back home in Auckland getting ready for Christmas.
Good on you too. Megan Singleton, thanks for your time.
Thank you.